Let the record show that Representative Boucher, Representative Pierce, Representative Hudson, Representative Springer, and Chairman Representative Cato are in attendance. Today, we have before us HB 213, SB 225, and committee substitute for SB 125 amended. We will start with SB 25, an act providing for special assessment for private airports open for public use and providing for an effective date. In your folders, you'll find a copy of the bill, a fiscal note from DOTPF, minutes from the House Commerce, Community and Regional Affairs of the hearings, two letters of support, and editorial from the Daily News Minor. This is a Senate bill by Senator Bennett. Is there anyone here from his office to speak to the bill? Do we have any witnesses for this bill? Well, this is unusual. My knowledge of the bill is that it's a very simple bill. It allows private airports to open for public use and does not mandate that they do, but that they could open for public use, and the additional tax and interest should be paid to the municipality. Does the committee have, let's have some discussion on the bill. Representative Springer?
Madam Chair, as you're aware, if you're a member of the CRA committee, we hit that bill first in the CRA committee. It's a fairly simple bill. What it basically would allow is the usage of private airports right now and have them tax exempt from the property rule within the municipality. The reason for it is just simply that there would be more airports available for usage. The only question that came up, if I recall right, that was maybe problematic was what if the airport adjoins a lake or a public body of water and there are houses or something like that with it. But there was no problem assessing that then as private, a portion of, let's say, a piece of land is private property and the portion where the airstrip is on is basically for public use. Well, we didn't have any problem in the committee.
All right, the chair would entertain a motion to move Senate Bill number 25 amended out of committee. Representative Hudson has moved. Are there any objections? Any objections? Hearing none, so moved. The next bill we'll take up will be House Bill 213, Federal Aid to Highway Funds. We have with us the Commissioner of DOTPF, who will be here to answer any questions on this bill. It is the Chair's intention. Oh, excuse me, there's one thing I goofed up on. Let the record show that Representative Miller and Representative Grusendorf have joined us, or joined us several minutes ago. We have discussed this bill quite a few times. I think it possibly is time to move it out of committee. I would like to have any other discussion on the bill. Representative Hudson?
Yes, Madam Chair. I don't believe that I'm in favor of moving this bill out. I'd like to refer this entire allocation issue, federal and state legislative intent on the allocation of funds through an interim type of a committee. I've been up and down on this thing here, and I finally concluded that it probably is just too rigid and sufficiently flawed to where I just wouldn't like to see it get poised into even another committee where it might get on the floor and go on through in its current form. And I think that it is the policy requirement of this committee to make certain that whatever bills come out in transportation reflect what we want it to come out with and not refer it on to finance or to another committee. And that's my own personal view.
Representative Hoffman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I guess I can appreciate Representative Hudson's concern. You know, he's been up and he's been down, and He supported this, and I worked extensively with the representative on this amendment to meet a lot of the concerns that he had. And I guess I had, I felt that during the work session that that we had accommodated Mr. Hudson's concerns. And I don't have any problems, I guess, Mr. Chairman and the fellow committee members, to continue to work on, and I would support the committee to work on allocation of federal highway funds and any other federal funds that the state of Alaska may have. But I guess we've been working on this piece of legislation for quite some time now, and I would request that the committee move on to its next committee of referral.
Representative Boucher?
Madam Chair, I have a lot of respect for the sponsors and the other people who are on this, and obviously this is a problem that I think has to be dealt with. I'm caught between a rock and a hard place on the issue, but I have had that happen to me before. The people from and fellow legislators from our city have a great concern that in flip-flopping, in order to obtain one justice, we could create an injustice in the other way. So after our last meeting and recommendation that I made that with the consent of the sponsor that funds be obtained for this as an interim committee to really take a look at the piece of legislation. We talked about it. He was to talk to the other sponsors of the legislation. Unfortunately, because of time constraints, we haven't been able to get together. But this is the way I feel about it, simply a matter of trust. If the legislation doesn't move to the floor, I would be satisfied to move it on to the next committee for whatever purposes, simply because I would have confidence that I wasn't going to get sandbagged and the one that's from the Senate side wasn't going to jump over here. If that did, I would be placed in an extremely embarrassing position. But people's handshakes and words are good enough for me. In fact, probably all hell would break loose in my hometown. But this is a problem that has not been addressed for whatever reason. Where big cities like Anchorage are only as strong as their smallest community, and Bethel is one of the vital feeder arteries into our community. It supplies substantial revenue to our banking and economic community, and if they are hollering help, I'm willing to engage in a little bit of brinkmanship here to help get it done. So I guess what I am saying, I would be a no wreck on it, and to move it, provided it was not brought to the floor, that I could have the word that that would be, and that this committee would have the opportunity to do an interim study on it.
Representative Hoffman.
Madam Chair, it is not my intent to bring this piece of legislation for the consideration of the floor. I've discussed it with Representative Springer and yourself, that I think that other alternatives should be looked at and during the interim, and depending on what comes out of the interim, if there's a more fair and equitable way to deal with the problem, I don't have any problems in looking at that and possibly withdrawing this legislation. So it would be my intent not to bring this up for the consideration on this.
Madam Chair. What about the other sponsors, Lina? Will you have control of the bill?
Well, of this bill?
Yes.
I believe I will, yes.
You believe or you know?
I know that I have, of the committee, I have the support of it.
Representative Pierce?
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Do you have that same support from the Senate sponsors of the Senate bill, which is available?
Well, I don't have any control over the Senate. As everyone knows, that's a separate body. But I could discuss it with Senator Minkin.
But if that bill comes over to the House?
Oh, not to move that bill and bring it to the vote of the floor? I believe I could say that I do have that support.
I think, if I might make a statement to the commissioner, I think one of the things that gave us a great deal of heartburn the other day was this letter that we received from your department, which says totally nothing. And we felt that we needed a more definitive answer, which threw us into confusion. And I realized that you weren't able to be here and probably could have cast far more light on this. However, we would like to have you look at the paper that you sent us, redo it, and bring it back so it makes sense to us. Representative Hudson.
Sure. Yes, Commissioner, I'd like to just kind of amplify. I think that what we need is some bottom line figures and some, you know, if we were to pass this kind of a formula over to the department, what kind of an effect, what would you do with it? I mean, how would you apply it, for example, in the upcoming year's allocation of federal funds? Recognizing, of course, what we're trying to do is to change the formula enough to where there's consideration for some rural roads, reconstruction as well as new construction.
Are there any questions of Commissioner Hickey, who today was confirmed and is now Commissioner Hickey?
Just a statement. I think, you know, you, in this particular issue, we're all looking down the gun barrel on it. To move it to the next committee, you've heard what I had to say, and boom, it could happen that fast, but I have a lot of confidence in my associate's words. And I guess what I am saying is get with it and solve it. Now, you could probably say it's always a matter of money. Well, I know that is the case, but I think that we need to address it. So, obviously, you've got the Speaker of the House here, you've got the Chairman of Finance that's on this, and some other substantial people. And I think we're really going to have to get with the program and address it. And I think you know and understand that, and just from what I've learned, your willingness to work, I'm sure that you will address this problem in an aggressive manner that it hasn't been addressed before. And because in the past, when things get this far, they stop, then everybody goes away, and you hide behind the legislature. So I for one, want to see it dealt with, and Madam Chair, whatever contribution I can make during the interim to help it come to a fair and equitable solution, I would certainly be glad to do that.
All right, thank you, Representative Boucher. Is there any further discussion on committee substitute for House Bill 213? The Chair would entertain a motion to move it out of committee with individual recommendations.
So moved.
Representative Springer has moved that we move the bill out of committee with individual recommendations. Are there any objections?
I object for a purpose of roll call vote.
All right, we'd like a roll call vote. Representative Hudson?
No.
Representative Pierce?
No.
Representative Boucher?
Yes.
Representative Grusendorf?
Yes.
Representative Miller?
No.
Representative Springer?
Yay.
Representative Cato? Yes.
Why was that?
The bill passes out of committee with individual recommendations.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Ghost of things like this.
We have before us committee substitute for Senate Bill 125, an act relating to the Alaska Marine Transportation Advisory Board. The original sponsor was Duncan, Senator Duncan. Is there anyone from his office here to speak on this bill?
Madam Chair?
Yes. Would you please come
Thank
forward
you.
And state your name for the record? And
I'm Dale Staley from Senator Duncan's office. Yeah. Senator Duncan wanted me to convey his apologies. The Senate is still on the floor. At least when I left our office, they were. I don't know. Has this been before the committee before?
No, it has not been scheduled before the committee.
The proposal is to establish an advisory committee consisting of five members, three of which are representatives of communities who are served by the Marine Highway System, either through Southeast or South Central. And the advisory committee would be similar to most advisory committees within the state. They would serve the pleasure of the governor, would not receive compensation other than per diem and travel expenses. and would provide recommendations to the commissioner, the Department of Transportation, on the operation of the Marine Highway System, including its schedules, tariffs, management, planning, and construction for facilities, and submit a report to the governor and the legislature annually before the 10th day of each regular session of the legislature, summarizing their recommendations to the commissioner.
All right, I see that it has a tentative fiscal note of $18,500 for FY88. Of course, it will go to finance from here. I'd like to address a question, too. Would, if you remember, we had a task force having to do with the Marine Highway. Many of those recommendations of the task force were not, did not have a great deal of attention paid to them. And I always have a little problem with advisory boards in as much as they don't carry anything but recommendation weight.
Madam Chair, I believe it's Senator Duncan's opinion that with an established advisory committee that would have some life to it, we would be looking at recommendations coming to the governor and the legislature year after year, so that if there are numerous problems or concerns with the Marine Highway System, they need not all be addressed in the first year of recommendations. Only those most serious concerns could be presented in the first year. And in that manner, the commissioner, the governor, as well as the legislature, would not be overburdened with the number of concerns that the board has expressed with the system.
I can understand your statement. I also noticed that the sunset date is 1991.
Yes.
I do have a problem with that. I have a Marine Authority bill in that perhaps might need an advisory, if that authority should go through, might have needed an advisory board. And we'll be studying that over the interim. The sunset date is longer usually than we usually have, is it not? Or am I misinformed on that?
I couldn't.
I'm sure. Only 4 years.
Only 4 years.
It's 87. Yeah, it's 4 years. Maybe I can't look past 1990. Discussion.
We could roll this one in.
We could roll this one right into the Marine Highway bill. Does the committee have any discussion on this bill? Representative Hudson.
I'm sure. I support the legislation. I think that these are economically different times than we've had in the past. The ferry system is really getting older, and so there's vessel replacement schedule that has to be taking place. I think as we look at vessel replacement, particularly, we have to look at different types of uses of what we have here over the next 10 years. And we do have an awful lot of political turnover in the directorship of the ferry system. We've had a couple of ex-Navy captains, and sometime before that, we had an old ex-Coast Guard commander. And so it's probably time that we set some sort of continuity and stability from a citizen's overview or a citizen's review type of process of motion. So I personally am in favor of the of this very rather inexpensive way of providing that oversight.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Representative Boucher.
No further discussions. I'd move the bill with individual recommendation.
I have some discussion.
We have another point of discussion. Representative Springer, would you hold your motion in advance, please?
My question is why couldn't that function be taken over by the assessors? I'm not sure now. Maybe I address it to Commissioner Hickey. It's the Alaska Transportation. I know the commission is abolished, but we used to have the Alaska Transportation Committee, which was in an advisory function.
And that's Planning Council, Planning Commission, I think it was.
Right. They have never been abolished. I think they still exist, but they're not very active, if I recall right.
I believe, to the Chair, Representative Springer, I don't know that they've been formally abolished, but they have not been sitting. I don't think there are members for some 4 years now. I think the change of administrations in 1982, that group basically went out of practical existence. It's not met since then.
But I don't object to the function, what is intended here. And I think I have agreement with what's stated right in the beginning here, that the state ferry system is nothing else but a special form of transportation within the state's transportation system. But I think there are too damn many committees running around in the state, and we have the same concerns that ferry has, we have, in, for example, in aviation. And I would look at the guidance of the department. If I think that committee has not been abolished, there's still a framework for function there. It's just that, for whatever reason, it has gone into an inactive state. I would like to explore that and see if that just couldn't be used as a vehicle to add those duties to it, or even make it an emphasis of that committee. Or if we put that in effect, expand it so it doesn't narrowly define itself to marine transportation.
Henry, what was it called again?
I think it was called the Alaska Transportation Planning Committee or Commission. It wasn't. It's not the abolished transportation commission. That was a completely different function.
It was, Madam Chair, Alaska Transportation Planning
Council,
I believe. And I don't, best of my knowledge, I don't think it was ever statutorily created. It was administratively established by Governor Hammond. And used by Governor Hammond, and in fact, I served as staff to it once upon a time, and it was all transportation issues. It was had representation from across the state, 9 members, and is something that if the department, the administration is prepared to work with and listen to, I think can be effective. And in the time that it was in existence, it was used. We have supported this piece of legislation because we identified a deficiency, and the Southeast Conference did as well, with the marine highway system in terms of a group of maybe a smaller group of 4 or 5 people, I believe this would be 5 people, just to work on marine highway issues. I do think Representative Springer raises a good point, though, that we have a lot of these kind of groups, and you have other modal concerns that you know, at some point you might want to consider just a single group. I still think for the problems that we're having with the marine highway system and the advantages of getting citizen input, that this is advisable. And to answer the question you raised a few minutes ago about whether they really mean anything, I think that largely depends on whether the department wants them to mean something. The department's committed to listening. I may not always agree, but at least having a discussion and explaining why we don't agree or taking the recommendations when we do, I think they can be meaningful, and we're committed to doing that with this group.
Representative Springer?
I don't see any conflict there. For example, if that commission would want to make a five-member subcommittee or something for specifically that task the way it is envisioned here, I think that would be a very, very worthwhile function in a subcommittee form or in a task force form. Just like we may want to get in that group into the international airport deal. I don't want to water it down, but I'm just saying that's.
Is there any further discussion? Representative Boucher, the chair will entertain your motion.
So moved. Move out with individual recommendations.
Representative Boucher's moved that we move out with individual recommendations. Committee substitute for Senate Bill 125, finance amended. Are there any objections? Any objections? Hearing none, so ordered. Is there any further business coming before the Transportation Committee? Would all the members please stay and sign all the little goodies?
We're not adjourned.
If there is no further business, the committee is adjourned at 2:01.